Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message. Hey NCC family, I want to remind you, during our 21 days of prayer here at North Point, every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., that's on the 22nd tonight and on the 29th, we're going to be having prayer at 6 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. So I encourage you, if at all, if you can make it, please come join us. We're going to have corporate prayer, individual prayer. If you need a personal prayer, there's going to be people available to pray with you. It's going to be an awesome time. And then right after prayer, we're going to have a time of fun, food, some fellowship. It's going to be an awesome time. So I hope you can join us. So not just listening to the messages on prayer, but also join us for the practice of prayer on these Sunday evenings. Well, we are in a short series right now entitled Simple Prayers, and we're looking at what we call the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer, it really came out of Jesus' disciples asking him, "Will you teach us to pray?" Now, these were people who were raised in Jewish homes. These are people who had gone to the synagogue. These are people who had been praying for all of their lives. So when they asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray," what they were really saying is, "Will you teach us to pray like you pray? Because you don't pray like we do, and you get results that we don't get." But before Jesus teaches them how to pray, he teaches them how not to pray. He says, don't pray like the hypocrites who are trying to impress other people. He says, and don't pray like the pagans or the Gentiles who pray in order to impress God by the length of their prayer, by the eloquence of their prayer. Instead, Jesus gets into verse 9 in Matthew chapter 6, and he says, this is how you should pray. And we've entitled this series Simple Prayers because Jesus's prayer is only like 5 verses. It's just so incredibly short. It's so incredibly simple, but it's so incredibly profound and so incredibly powerful. Let's look again at how Jesus instructed us to start our prayer. And he says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Our Father. Our Father is relational. Our Father is conversational. Our Father is intimate. And he says, this is how you should pray. Our Father who exists in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our holy is your name. Our worthy is your name. And this is really the place that we pause in prayer. This is the place that we just take a moment and embrace who God really is. We embrace the wonder of the one that we are conversating with, that we are talking to the one that hung the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky. We are talking to the one who created the heavens and the earth. We are talking to the one who breathed life into humanity. That is the one that we are talking to. And this momentary pause, it is so intentional. It's actually our preparation. You see, this momentary pause, it is us preparing our hearts and our minds to move forward into the very purpose of prayer. And what does this pause do for us? Well, it prevents us from our prayers sounding a little bit like this. "Hey, God, I've got this presentation later today, and I really need it to go well. And God, you know, My sister's acting crazy again. God, I'm going to need you to deal with her. And can you please help the LSU Tiger football team? Because I cannot endure another season like 2020. Amen." You see, what we discover is that if we just blow through the beginning of this prayer, if we just blow through the beginning of our Father in heaven, and we don't take this momentary pause of hallowed be your name, holy is your name, if we don't take this moment to ponder who it is that we are talking to, then we are tempted to find ourselves asking God to get busy serving us instead of posturing our heart to serve him. We can find ourselves just giving God a to-do list. God, this is what I need you to do for me, instead of posturing our heart to say, God, how can I serve you. And I mean, I'm sure you guessed it. The purpose of prayer is not for God to serve us. The purpose of prayer is for us to serve him. The purpose of prayer is not for us to move God, but for us to be moved by God. So we take this pause and we just acknowledge who we are talking to. And whenever we take this pause and acknowledge the one that we are talking to, there is only one appropriate response. And the appropriate response is, you go first, God. This is your agenda. I am only here for you. And that's exactly the way Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. He says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You see, Jesus shows us that instead of suggesting our will to God, we should start our prayers by surrendering our will to God. Instead of us coming before God and suggesting to him what we think he needs to do, we need to start our prayer by surrendering and submitting our heart and our will to God. See, one of the reasons that we go right into asking God to do things, one of the reasons that we're tempted to just pass all of that and to go to God like he's a divine favor giver and he's some heavenly vending machine, it's because we find ourselves in some very difficult situations. And many times we are in those situations, well, because we behaved our way into those situations. And now I need God to get me out of what I behaved my way into. So I begin to pray, "God, help me. God, deliver me. God, I need you to fix this." But the way I got into this was because my will and my ways were not fully submitted to him. No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't pray those kinds of prayers, that you shouldn't ask God for help, whether you got yourself in a bind or whether it was somebody else that did something to you. I'm not saying you should not pray those prayers. This is what I'm suggesting to you. I'm suggesting to you that Jesus gave us a pattern of prayer that will help us break the cycle and avoid these situations in the future. He says you should start your prayer with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You see, it's in prayer that I submit my will to get in alignment with his. But the truth is that you cannot really submit your will to him until you first acknowledge that life should be about his kingdom first. It says, "Let your kingdom come and your will be done." And sometimes we skip over the kingdom part and we just kind of get to the will part. And we think, okay, I need to submit my will to God, but I cannot effectively submit my will to God if I have not already come to the understanding that life is about his kingdom. Life is not about me building my kingdom. It's about me building God's kingdom. Life is not about my opinions and my preferences. It's about me discovering and living out God's commands and God's principles. See, if life is about what I am trying to build, then I will be telling God what he needs to do for me. But whenever life is about building his kingdom, then I will be asking God what I need to be doing for him. You see, it's all about the mentality that we bring to prayer. And it's interesting, at the end of Matthew chapter 6, this is the chapter that includes the Lord's Prayer that we're in right now. You go all the way to the end, and in verse 33, this is what Jesus says. "But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God, and all these things will be given to you." Now Jesus says, hey, but first, this is the first thing you should do. Why is it the first thing you should do? Because it's the most important thing that you could ever do, that you could seek after, that you could aim at, that you could set your sights on his kingdom and upon his righteousness. And his righteousness is his way of living. It is his way of acting. It's his way of responding. It's his attitude. It is the character of God. And we set our sights on that. He says, and when you do that, all these other things are going to be added to your life. You see, it's not until we get into alignment with God's kingdom and his right way of living that we will ever be able to carry out the assignment that we were given on this earth. It's the fact that our heavenly submission creates our earthly direction. I want to say that again. It's our submission to the heavenly things. It's our submission to his kingdom. It's our submission to his will. It is our kingdom, our heavenly submission that creates our earthly direction. It determines the way that I am going to live. And so Jesus says, this has got to be the most important thing. This has got to be the first thing because it's the most important thing. You need to surrender and submit your heart to him so that you can get in alignment. And it is through that alignment that we get in prayer that we are able to successfully carry out the assignment that God has for us to do. So now we can clearly see it. We can clearly see if we continually skip this moment in our prayer, and we find ourselves just passing over these first few lines that Jesus gave us to pray, if we find ourselves doing that day after day after day, then guess what? We will find our life moving in the wrong direction. If you move past this, then your life is going to be moving in the wrong direction. And then you're going to find yourself praying a whole lot of, oh no, help me, God. Oh no, not again, God, get me out of this situation. Once again, Jesus is attempting to clearly communicate. Don't pray to get something. Pray to become something. And becoming, what is that something? He wants us to become surrendered. He wants us to become submitted. He wants us to become aligned. And Jesus says, when those things happen, it's right there in verse 33 that we just read a moment ago. He says, then all these other things will be added to your life. They will be given to you. When you get surrendered and submitted and in alignment with God, Jesus is insinuating that God wants to give you these things. But the first thing that we need to do is to get in alignment with his kingdom and alignment with his will and his way. So Jesus teaches his disciples, this then is how you should pray. We're not praying like the Pharisees. We're not praying like the religious leaders who pray to impress people. We're not praying like the pagans and the Gentiles trying to impress God with all of our words. No, this is how we are going to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. You see, that momentary pause, that moment that we take for our mind and our heart to get in alignment with him, to get in alignment that, hey, God is first, his kingdom, his will, his way. After we take that pause and after we get into that alignment, then and only then do I proceed by asking God for what I need. And this is the way Jesus says we should go about that. Give us today our daily bread. Let's just look at that for a moment. He says, give us. This points to our need. This points to us being needy. It points to our humble dependence upon God to provide for us. It's the pattern of the pause. It's the pattern of getting in the right posture. It's the pattern of getting alignment that allows me to move from telling God what he needs to do for me to asking God what it is that he wants to do for me. It allows us to become to come from this place of humility and not from this place of pride. Father, this is what I need versus, hey, God, this is what I deserve. See, it's give us. I am the one who is in need. I am the one who is dependent upon him. Give us today. Give us today. You see, you don't pray one day for every day, but you pray every day for today. I'll say that again. You don't pray one day for every day. Instead, you pray every day for today. Jesus is giving us the pattern that prayer should be a part of our daily practice. Give us today our daily bread. And this brings something very important up, that if this is the pattern of prayer, then it seems that I should pray in the morning. It seems that I should pray in the morning. Now, not that prayer should be limited to the morning, but there should at least be this moment in the morning. Give us today our daily bread, that I would set my mind and my will and my heart upon God in the morning. Give us today. You know, we often say around here that your attitude is going to follow your attention. So maybe it is Jesus saying in the morning, pray for your day, pray every day for your today. And by putting your attention on God in the morning, your attitude is going to follow your attention. Your way of thinking and your way of feeling about things and about people is going to get in alignment. Go ahead and pray this. Pray, give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread. Bread is a necessity for life. It's food. It's water. It's shelter. It's the necessities of life. It includes our physical nourishment, but it isn't limited to our physical nourishment. There's also nourishment that you need for your soul and your spirit. There's nourishment that you need mentally and emotionally. And Jesus even speaks about that. In John chapter 4, he has met with the woman at the well. It's a beautiful story. And he had sent the disciples into the village to get some food. They had been on a long journey, and he sent them into the village to get some food. He sits by the well. He has this conversation with this Samaritan woman there at the well. And when the disciples come back, one, they're surprised that he's talking to this Samaritan woman, but they bring back Jesus' food, and Jesus is not taking the food. And this is what Jesus says in verse 32 of John 4. He says, Jesus replied, I have a kind of food you know nothing about. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. So whenever we read that part of the prayer, give us today our daily bread. Jesus said, hey, I've got food that you don't know anything about. It is food of doing the will of God. When I do the will of God, it is like nourishment for myself. Whenever I do what God has asked me to do, it is nourishing to my soul. You see, so maybe we could look at that part of the prayer and we could say, give us today our daily opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. God, give us today the thing that would nourish and fuel our soul, our mind, our spirit, our heart, and our emotions. Give us today our daily bread, not just the food that we need to eat and the water we need to drink and the shelter over our head, but also, God, don't just give us the necessities for our physical life. Give us the necessities for our spiritual life. Give us the necessities for our soul. Let us do good. Let us carry out your will. And by doing so, let us be nourished. Give us today the opportunity to be a blessing to somebody else. You see, if we just look at this first part of Jesus' prayer, we're gonna wrap up here. But if we just look at this, the first few lines of Jesus' prayer, we could break it down into three categories. And the first category would be this, my posture. My posture. The scripture says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The first part is just me getting in the posture. It's me understanding that as I am communicating, I am talking to the intimate Father and the infinite Creator. I'm posturing my heart and my mind to understand that as I'm talking to the God of unconditional love, but I'm also talking to the God of unlimited power. I'm posturing myself. The second part of the prayer, if we broke it down, we could say the second part is my priority. My priority, he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What we're saying is, God, it is my priority. I choose today to seek your kingdom. I choose today to put your way at first above everything else. It is the most important thing in my life, your way before my way. Why? Because I want to see heaven come to earth. That is my priority. My priority is not to sit back and wait to one day experience heaven, but today experience heaven by bringing heaven to earth. That is my priority, by putting the kingdom of God first and letting his will become my will. It's my priority. And then if we were to break down this last part, so it's not just my posture and my priority, but then it's my petition. My petition. Give us today our daily bread. See, whenever your posture and your priority change, it changes what we ask for. When I get into a posture of humility, understanding who I am in God's story, whenever I say, God, your way, you're the priority. God, it's you. You tell me, it's your agenda. God, I recognize who you are. I acknowledge who you are. God, it is all about you. See, whenever we change our posture and our priority, it's going to change what we ask for. Whenever you get into better alignment, guess what? It brings clarity about your actual assignment. And so that is what we do. We get in the right posture. We get in the right alignment with our priorities. And then and only then do we bring our petition to God. And when we bring our petition to God, it's not us telling God what it is that we need him to do for us. It is us coming and asking God and saying, God, will you give us? I am the one who is needy. I am the one today who is dependent upon you for all things. And I'm coming to you today. I'm not praying just one day and asking for every day, but I'm coming to you today because I want to put my mind and seek your kingdom first and foremost above everything else, knowing that if I will do that today, God, then you will give me my daily bread. You will give me the necessities that I need, but more than just the necessities I need, you will give me the opportunity to be a blessing to other people and therefore nourishing my own soul. That is my petition. That is my prayer. It's the prayer that the Lord taught us to pray. It's the fact that we need to get into the posture. As a matter of fact, why don't you just say this with me after me? Come on, let's say posture, priority, and petition. Come on, say it again. This week as we pray, it's about posture, it's about priority, and it is about petition. And it is in that order, friends. Don't skip past the posture. Don't skip over the priority. Don't just jump right to the petition of telling God what it is that you need him to do. This is my to-do list. God, I need you to move. No. Let God move you. Let God move you in your posture. Let God move you into alignment with his priorities. Then you will bring the proper petition before him. Hey, we're closing up all of our sermons in 2021 in this year of application. This is a year where we don't want to just hear the word. We want to be doers of the word. This is the year where we want to lead ourselves well. And if we're going to lead ourselves well, then we have an acrostic for the word lead. That means, what are we learning? What are we evaluating? What are we applying? And then the D is always do it again. What are we learning today? What is our takeaway? Our takeaway is this: Jesus's prayer has a pattern. Posture, priority, then petition. Jesus's prayer has a pattern. It is posture, it is priority, and then it is petition. Our evaluation is simple today. Do my prayers follow this pattern? Do my prayers follow this pattern? Or am I tempted to jump right past the posture? Am I tempted to wiggle around the priority? Because I just need God to do something for me. I just need help getting out of this situation. I just need God to fix this. Do our prayers follow the pattern that Jesus gave us for our prayers? And then finally, the application is this. Pray this pattern this week. Pray this pattern. Ha, get in the posture. Our Father, holy is your name. Worthy is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today, this day, every day I am praying for this day, give us today our daily bread. Give us the necessities of life and give us the opportunity to be a blessing to others. And then the D is just do it again. Keep on praying the pattern that Jesus gave us to pray. Let's pray today. Father, thank you so much for your word. God, thank you that you are the author of life. You are the source of life. God, that in you, we can find everything that we need. And God, that is the purpose of prayer. The purpose of prayer is us engaging you for what we really need. Yes, God, there are the things that we think we need. It turns out many times they're just what we want. But God, you gave us the pattern of prayer, the pattern of prayer of posturing ourselves before you, the pattern of prayer of making sure that your kingdom and your way, it is our priority. And then we can bring petitions before you, praying in accordance to your will and your way, understanding who we are in your story. God, help us this week. Help us this week to not skip past the first part of the prayer. Help us to not fly by it because we're short on time. But God, help us to walk through this prayer, understanding, God, that there is a reason that you instructed your disciples to pray this way. God, it is so simple, but it is so profound, and it is so powerful, and it changes us from the inside out. And God, that is what we're asking for. Change us from the inside out as we talk with you each and every day this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, want to say thank you so much once again for joining us today in our Simple Prayer series. I want you to put this into action this week. Let's start our day, every day this week, by getting in the right posture, understanding and getting in alignment with this priority, and then let's bring this petition of asking God to give us today what we need. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you right back here next week as we continue our series on simple prayers.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.